Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I want to take 2 seconds to talk about Omaha, where I did my Netflix taping. I like to pick places that A, have not seen my special, and B, I know have love for me. There are cities that are my ride or dies. Omaha is a place that has been a home to me, thanks to Colleen Quinn and the Omaha Funny Bone, for a long time. Todd and Tyler have been gracious hosts to me and shared their audience with me forever. They've always helped me add shows. I promise you when I say my silly little brain made sense, and Omaha was an amazing place to shoot this special. The Orpheum was gorgeous, and I just want to thank each of you that came out in this moment. Thank you so much for giving me one of the greatest nights of my professional career.
That's Bert. It's Bert.
Is that on YouTube? And what's it called?
Yeah, that's it's the Razzle Behind the Dazzle. It's on Bert's YouTube channel.
Yeah, check it out.
It's about 30 minutes. Kind of, there's some funny stuff in there.
Yeah, it was very nice of him to mention us. And we were backstage that day, and Todd thought we'd make the cutting room floor. We did not. We're on the video for a split second there, and he said some real nice stuff about us, and that's pretty cool. And Colleen, of course, and we love Bert. Yeah,
I thought we'd make the Netflix.
There's nothing on the Netflix special.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing on the Netflix special.
I
but believe me, kids, people watch this. I got a bunch of emails, not from Puss. That said, hey, my son even saw it, didn't even tell me about it. Yeah, I saw that. I saw you guys are on that.
Yeah, whatever.
I saw some shots yesterday. I hadn't seen the thing, but I saw people posting it, and I saw you guys. I saw Colleen, I was like, oh, man, that's awesome.
It is
like,
very
that's
cool.
So cool that he did that.
Yeah, it is very cool
he
did that.
Because he didn't have to do that.
He's a good dude.
No, he didn't at all.
Again, his people got a hold of me like a couple days ahead of time. Right. Like, hey, Bert wants to make sure you guys come backstage, sit down. We want to get some footage. You know, they approached us.
He's a thoughtful dude.
That's cool.
Liberal cucks that we are, you know.
Right. People yelling. He must have forgotten about that.
Yeah. No, he
could have kept you out of there.
You guys used to be good. I blocked a guy on Twitter yesterday. It was just a jackass defending. He was defending Ricketts or something like that. You guys became woke cucks. And I looked at his post. He was standing with a dead deer. And he was what you thought he was. You know, he read all his posts. I'm thinking, okay.
All right. Incapable.
He had 20 followers. And I
of
said,
defining woke.
Yeah.
Like
caring
most
about
people. Anybody who invokes that term. Most people who invoke that term don't even know what it means.
Caring about your fellow human beings, what it means. Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah. Not wanting kids to get mowed down by AR-15s is what it means.
Progressive.
But what am I supposed to do on the weekends then if I can't shoot guns?
Yeah, I can't kill kids. All right. I'm sorry. I'm still pretty sad and pissed off about that situation. Will be probably the rest of my life. There's a groom. We got a bunch of different things that we brought. Oh, this one we're talking about off the air. Because Cameron had a great. A guy had 550 kids by being a sperm donor.
Yes.
Okay.
A Dutch musician is accused of fathering 550 children via sperm donations.
A lot of money for a lot of wooden shoes
accused.
For that dude.
Yeah.
Accused.
The Netherlands.
Was he in trouble?
Well, he's a doctor. Was he a doctor?
Allows fathers.
Musician.
Allows donors to father no more than 25 children. citing the risk of accidental incest. That's what they call
it. I love that term.
The dog breeding world, it's the coefficiency of inbreeding.
I like the word accidental incest better.
Is Dutch one of those countries where you got to look it up before you date somebody to make sure they're not your cousin?
That's Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland. Okay,
Iceland
that's what I'm thinking
is
of.
One of those
not
countries
Dutch.
Because of the small
population.
Well,
that's because small population. That's because some guys say don't
I didn't know if Netherlands
sperm.
was the same way.
It might be. But, it's not.
Well, how do you get it? So I get that there's a limit.
How do you get past it then?
Yeah. What did he do? He just kept sneaking in with a different mustache and a hat?
Yeah.
All right, so he donated abroad, too. Someone was somewhere in Denmark, Ukraine.
Usually when you hear these stories, it's the doctor. It's the guy running the joint that's donating all
real
of
sicko.
His. Right. He's replacing all of the other jars with his stuff.
Jars.
Yeah.
Spermo and a jarro. Right.
I that's some master race stuff there.
Yeah, it is. God. I want everyone to have this... Cheekbone structure.
Yeah, those doctors are crazy. But this guy...
Cameron had some interesting questions off the air. How does a woman choose a sperm donor? Do you go through a little book?
I think they go by taste.
That doesn't get you pregnant, though.
I'll take that one. Yeah.
You're looking for this one. Probably certain physical properties. And you're probably looking at education.
I think they give you those stats.
Here's my question, though. Because you know that you're going to give you the medical history. They'll probably tell you some basic bio information.
And they do education.
Education. Yeah. I'm surprised that that's in there, but okay, cool.
It's in there because they want, because some people want smarter,
Sure.
At least your kid to have the capacity for that.
Right. But the joke, obviously, is always you're flipping through a flip book and picking, the hottest. But is there any kind of is there a picture? Would you want to know?
Yeah,
Do you get to know?
I've heard women. I've read stories where women will say,
"You'd want to know the physical appearance."
The husband, the husband or the boyfriend is sterile, and they want a kid, but they want the kid to resemble somewhat the husband looks like. So it's not necessarily a 6'4" blonde guy. If the husband's a 5'9" brunette, they pick a guy that looks like him because they want the husband to at least the kid look somewhat like him. Yeah. So you're right. You're thinking me a picture.
Okay, I've got the information I found here says donors are given information such as physical attributes, heritage, educational background, personality, and interest. They say it is common for baby pictures of the donor to be viewed, and in some cases, adult photos can be viewed as well.
But the adult photos, the problem with the adult photos is you're not anonymous anymore,
Yeah. Well, I mean, because here's the thing. A stretch, if you will. Steve Buscemi and Brad Pitt might both be about 5'10",
right.
And at one point brunette, white males, who have great charisma and maybe an equal level of education and successful
careers.
One's
a gorgeous man and one is not.
Yeah, the other one's Brad Pitt.
And the other one's Brad Pitt. Yeah.
The baby pictures may have been somewhat similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But even baby
pictures. I'm not great at telling babies apart.
But even babies are,
There's some babies that are not cute.
No, I knew a...
Yeah, but by and large, they're all kind
most of
about
them,
the
most
same.
Most of them
right,
are.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But some are fat, some are thin. Some they're fat babies out there.
Now we're fat shaming.
I don't want a fat baby.
No, I was, if I was a fat
imagine
baby.
Her in there I don't know, that baby is a little... a couple extra rubber bands on their arms.
Yeah. Yeah, but fat babies aren't necessarily fat adults either, for that matter.
No, not at all.
Way to walk it back.
I was just talking about in the face. There's sometimes that somebody's I'll see them on social media sometimes. They're like, "Whoa, we just had a baby." Kid's in for it.
I'm familiar with a baby that... I thought was kind of weird looking years ago. It was a girl. None of you guys, nobody you know. And that girl is 25 now, and she's absolutely gorgeous. So I remember that. Because for some reason, somebody showed me a baby. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into too many details. And I said, I looked at a buddy. I said, kind of freaky looking, that baby.
Yeah. Looks like a baby.
Yeah, right. And I checked with a couple of women who are a lot more kinder than dudes. Yeah. I go, isn't that baby kind of ugly? And they go, yeah, it's kind of an ugly baby. and this, like I said, this girl to this day is probably in her late 20s now, just gorgeous.
You turned it around.
So, that doesn't mean anything.
It didn't mean anything.
You're right. So
I think sometimes people have to just... Parents are so quick. It's all about baby photos. There's a little blanket and it says, here's 1 hour, here's 2 hours old, 3 hours old, but I think people need to take their time posting the photos of these babies. Because sometimes you see a freshie Yeah. And you're just like, yeah. Oh, this baby looks too new.
Oh, the ones, the ones laying on the woman's bosom in the hospital. Those Facebook photos.
And that's more of like that captures friends, a part of humanity.
Yeah.
That captures humanity. But that's more about the mother to me.
Right.
If you post just that fresh little there, squirmy red
worm,
white powdered, goopy,
slime covered,
hair matted. You keep that ugly baby. Those photos are for the camera roll.
Fresh out of the tunnel.
I don't need that.
But anymore, with the advent of social media, if you're a baby, your life is documented from the minute you're born.
Oh, with these things, with these phones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. So I'm sure women have gone to a sperm bank and picked out, you know. Yeah.
You would
it's not a wine tasting like Nick thinks
like
it is.
I would like to know the whole experience.
There should be some sort of network where, you know, these clinics communicate with each other. Because this guy in Dutch donated sperm to at least 13 clinics, the majority of them.
He do it for money, or was he a freak?
In the Netherlands, he might have just been a freak. He might have just wanted to get his seed and everyone.
That's a lot of samples. Because if he was picked 550 times, they just put it in a freezer? And they're like, hey, here's this guy. Or do you have to, if you're requested, do you have to go in and give him a fresh batch?
Yeah, I don't know. How often you have to update the batch?
Oh, I mean, like the first one, she didn't get pregnant. Can you get back and load this up again,
so to speak.
Uh, 550 kids.
13, that's got to be just a rough estimate, too.
13 different clinics, as well as
and he was picked. Like you said, he was picked.
Yeah.
Oh no, he was reaching out to these people, communicated with prospective parents on social media, using an alias.
Oh. So he outed himself. He brought this upon himself.
So he's a freak.
Yeah.
He's not just like...
He's not a money guy.
He's not just like the Brad Pitt of donors.
No.
And everybody's like, that guy. I want that one.
I wonder if his music is any good.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of him.
Jacob Meyer.
He kind of looks like Dog John the Bounty Jacob Hunter in this picture.
Yeah, he's a Viking looking Dutch guy, basically, right? Yeah, big blonde haired guy. Yeah.
Oh, he does look like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. So does Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way.
He now lives in Kenya. He doesn't look like a typical Kenyan.
No.
He took off to Kenya.
That dude would stand out in Kenya.
Yeah.
He wanted to get away from all of his kids.
He figured that I'm running around there, right?
So how many grandkids does he have now? How long has he been at this? Kind of young guy.
I don't know.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
No, I mean, would you, if you had a lesbian couple or a couple that was not, the husband couldn't, was sterile, and they asked you to be the father, would you?
If I didn't have kids already, if I was single.
Well, you guys are sterile now, you can't, but I mean, I can, I'm still, are you fixed?
Nope.
I mean, either am I.
Yep.
I don't think my wife would want me to now. I don't think anybody would choose me now. That's not the point. The point is, if good friends of yours wanted you to be the dad.
Well, they'd probably be worried about finding hats to fit the baby. Well, the woman would be worried about a natural birth.
Dick.
That size of all
you guys.
It'd have to be C-section. Right.
I would point to the David Crosby, Melissa Etheridge setup.
Right, that to me, they were friends. And David Crosby, by the way, has a lot of musical talent. And when he was younger, he was a good-looking guy. If you watch him in The Birds, he's a decent-looking dude.
But he also has the addictive gene.
Well, one of those kids, I don't know what happened to that kid, but that's sad. He committed suicide.
Right.
One of their kids committed suicide.
Because he was a drug addict.
He's a drug addict, right.
He obviously inherited that from David Crosby's genes.
Right, right.
Well, so that's, I guess that's
he
why
should it's have a, gone Stephen Stills.
It's an argument that those women need to be given those that information about personality and interests and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of that stuff is hereditary.
But they were friends. Melissa Etheridge is a musician. David Crosby is a brilliant musician. He just recently passed, obviously. So I can see that happening, you know.
Are there cases of couples that get together because she's athletic and he's athletic and they're going to make a big athletic baby?
I think that those couples don't do it on purpose. I think they just are attracted to each other to begin with. You see two college athletes get together all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but can you go to a clinic and say,
oh,
yeah, I want an athlete.
Probably.
Because she's an athlete.
I don't know why you couldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you couldn't, right?
Dutch News describes this dude as an obsessive sperm donor.
Yeah, first issued a warning.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, I donated to my belly once in a while, you know.
They flagged this guy.
I'm obsessive about
enjoy
it,
your
sure.
Oatmeal.
Right. Back in 2017, they suspected that he was exhibiting this sort of behavior.
Just caught up with him?
Yeah.
I wonder what prompted them to suspect him. Did he keep donating?
Because Thor kept showing up everywhere. The guy looks like Thor, for Christ's sakes.
Mm-hmm. Is he in any sort of legal trouble? Like, can this...
Civil.
Okay, so they do they want money from him?
Well, they chose him.
They want him just to stop.
Yeah.
Just stop dropping it at every clinic.
Cut it out.
They just want his picture at the front desk at every place going, not him.
Not him.
Civil court-appointed lawsuit, vasectomy.
Requesting he be banned from new donations. Stops communicating with prospective parents. I don't know how you can prevent that. With social media, you can reach out to anybody.
That he's like reaching out, like, well, "Hey, guess who's your dad?" You know,
That's probably some sort of
that should be a red flag. That should say, "I don't. This guy's reaching out. He's a creep." No, no, we don't want the donation. Thanks.
I just got a text from a friend of mine who said he knows a lesbian couple who went to a sperm bank to get to have a kid. Ended up going back getting the same donor for the second kid, so the kids are.
Okay.
As close to actual siblings as possible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They would technically be full siblings because the same father, same mother.
Yeah.
in both instances.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, they could have had different moms though. That would have been cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm assuming the same mom birthed both children and they got the same sperm donor, so they're full brother and sister. Mm. Or brother.
Oh,
I'm
sure that happens a lot, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Keep it in the same family.
Yeah, if you're going to do that over and over again, you use the same donor.
I think if my friends asked me to donate, the situation for me would have to be like, one, I just have to I'm too suspicious about the legal loopholes. I need it legally locked in. I'm not obligated to do anything. Emotionally, I'd have to be prepared for like a really long road trip conversation in like 20 years. Like, so let's talk about, that kid is going to have
the impression that this was just anonymous.
But if your friends
The Crosby situation, I remember reading about that at the time. The Crosby situation was, he said he was not involved in raising that kid. He would see that family as much as you normally would see him. They were friends. They'd see each other once in a great while.
The situation.
Yeah, he was not involved in raising that kid at all. He just wanted to help them out. And by the way, Crosby's wife at the time, I think she was still with him when he died. They were married for years. Agreed to it because they were all friends.
Well, he was he was in his 50s.
Yeah, he was definitely in his 50s.
I mean, he wasn't still in prime.
No.
Child rearing age.
But let's hope that for the betterment of that kid, not because anything would be bad, but just because as we've talked about here, it could be good for you to go to therapy, right? That kid's going to go to therapy, and that therapist at some point is going to be like, maybe it's worth having a conversation with that guy.
Right.
I don't know, work out the humanity
What's a great movie, Todd? We love this movie. Mark Ruffalo. He was a sperm donor to the lesbian couple, which was Julianne Moore and
the Kids Aren't All Right.
The Kids Are All Right.
That's a great movie.
Right. Yeah. Is this, and he has to like kind of have that conversation?
It's a long involved story. I don't want a spoiler alert for you, but it's Julianne Moore and Warren Beatty's wife.
Ned Betting.
They're a lesbian couple and they have two teenage kids, a boy and a girl. And the boys, they always wanted to know who their dad was. They find him. He's a local restaurateur, a stud-looking dude. Ruffalo was a good-looking guy. And the movie's probably about 10 years old, at least, I'm sure. And he comes back in their life. Other stuff happens.
Sure.
And it doesn't end up well, but it's really good movie. I recommend it highly.
2010.
Yeah.
Like, you'd want to be involved. Like, if I did a kid out there, I would want to be involved with the kid.
Yeah.
But the kid is Josh.
But you're not allowed to be involved.
Yeah, you can't be. It taints the whole system.
They're the parents. They're the parents.
It's the family system, you know? It messes with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say, seriously, he's in band? That's what I would say. He's wearing that outfit? Oh, no, man. You can't say anything about that, man.
Yeah, he's into Def Leppard.
Your kid would.
You could just say things, you know, like, that doesn't really match our eyes. Right. Get him a different, you know.
Yeah.
I remember somebody we're all familiar with personally that at the time she was gay. Let's just go with that. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. And her and her partner, a wife at the time, my son was like 8, and it was at my renewal. And
the re-up.
And she said, "We want one of those." And I go, "Well, you know how you get one of those." We were all good friends. It was funny as hell.
Dude. Name your price. You can have this one.
She goes, "We want one that looks like that." I said, "You know, you get one of those." But, you know, I wanted to, yeah.
Oh, they didn't want it specifically an 8-year-old.
No, they wanted one that looks like that.
They wanted one that would grow
look like that, exactly. And I remember saying to her, "You know how you get one of those."
Wanted an 8-year-old with a goatee.
Apparently, I was drunk at my renewal. I was a 10 at my renewal when I brought that up.
You should be.
But they were friends, so they got it. And that was funny. Right.
Do you think they ever go butt at the sperm bank by mistake?
Probably not.
No.
Oops.
No, I think they got it. I think they're good.
Sorry, it's my first day. I'll get used to this.
If your butt's disguised as a vagina, maybe. Puss, maybe. If puss went to get inseminated, you know what? That's a mess down there.
Well, you should go.
Well, you can inseminate himself.
See what happens.
No, I can't. That pipe is shut off.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Is that the case?
You're not even arguing the fact that you can't just shove it back in yourself. You're arguing about it's cut off.
Why am I going to fight it now?
No, I thought there were some hermaphrodites, some intersex people that were capable of giving birth.
I think there are.
I have no idea. I'm sure it varies from case to case.
I know we looked into this.
Hold up, your wiener's shut off. Your vagina might be able to still be viable. Right.
We should send you to go look at the pamphlet.
Right.
Well, you got to have the tubes.
He'd pick you, Nick.
And you got to have the uterus.
Probably not.
And some intersex people don't have all the equipment.
I'm joking. Yeah. Obviously, pusses.
Oh, but some do, from what I understand.
Some are both.
Yeah, we talked about this. Maybe.
Some can get pregnant and produce sperm.
I don't think many of them have full, you know,
full testes.
Both full sets of everything. They got a mishmash of this and that.
And puss would know.
Well, we've talked about this quite a bit.
With your doctor.
Yeah. Because we had the email.
And does he use the word mishmash too?
It's a medical term.
It's got to be a lot of internal things, internal stuff, not just the.
Yeah, I don't think there's.
It's all of it.
I think puss is right, though. It's more of a mishmash. Yeah. Yeah. I got just a mess down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
You got a little of this, little of that, some of this. Well, I don't know what that is, you know.
Do they ever go? They have to call you back. Sorry, that was your butt.
That was your butt.
We've made.
I don't know if you caught it, but
we caught it.
I think
we caught it in a video later.
We're looking into our training here. We're sorry about that.
You probably got to fire that tech.
Yeah,
that went to the butt.
I'm thinking they got to fire that janitor who snuck into the wrong room. You know.
Butt kids. All right. Cameron Logsdon with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.